all the temptation, all the thing that pulls at you, reaches to get its hands on you. Hello? Huh? You realize that the greater one is where? Right here on the inside of you. Where? Right here. On the inside of you. And the temptation to get involved, if you're full of the word, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Jesus is in me and the world can't get in me because I realize he has sent me a helper. A helper that will strengthen me, stand by me, comfort me, counsel me, and do everything I need. So, instead of me being just a person that sit around and do nothing, I will be one that would do exploits. I'll be courageous in my faith. I'll be bold when all these things come and all the stuff the media is throwing at us. All the thing they're trying to get you to do. Their theories of safety. Their theories and their philosophy. The Bible called it vain deceit. Empty. Void. The only thing that will fill your heart and cause you to succeed and win and achieve is the Word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, John said he will teach you all things, and he'll bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I've said unto you. I want to look again in Acts chapter 1. We read it last week, but you know what? Acts chapter 1, let's pick up at verse 8. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. I don't know what I'm going to come on now. Acts 1 chapter 8. I'm going to read this from the King James, which is up there before you. I want y'all to listen real good. Hallelujah. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both where? Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and unto where? That's really saying to the ends of the earth. Amen. The modern English version reads like this. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you shall be my witness in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria unto the ends of the earth. The Holy Spirit came. Jesus said, whom the Father will send, what? In my name, right? Is that what he said? And he said, when he come, and he came, when he come, ye shall receive power. The word power can mean what? Ability. The Greek word for it is dunamis. And another word is dynamite. That's right. And another meaning for dynamite is what? Explosive. And when people in the natural have things that we just recent that week, not this past week, the week before, we went to Pigeon Ford. And anytime you go up towards Tennessee, you're going to run into some mountain. You go to Colorado, you sure enough going to run into some mountain. And we can see where they have cut through mountain. Then there's places they have streams up. You know what I mean, big stream? The Calcedo rocks are fall. And then there are places they put signs up and tell you to be aware because rocks are falling in those particular areas. But we can see where they tunneled through some of the mountain, cut through and made a road around the side of it because they didn't go over the top of it. They went around. And they use explosive stuff to blow it up, dynamite. They have machines, you know, to cut them it well, but they, some of the stuff has to be blown up so they can get to it. I'm saying all this to get to this. There have been a downplay on the Holy Spirit and his purpose in coming. And I want to talk to everybody, especially young people. I didn't learn this. I didn't know this. I learned this as I was older. I was well in my adult life. But if you learn and receive the Holy Spirit at an early age and practice speaking and praying in tongues every day, you'll never regret it, but you'll rejoice for the rest of your life. He is one of the greatest friends you could ever have. I'm learning more and more to talk to him like a person because he is a person. Can I just talk to you for a minute? I got up this morning because I get up every morning. I overslept the time I was supposed to get up because I just didn't get off to sleep, and I did some reading and stuff until over about, I guess around about 3 o'clock, and then I finally got ready to go to sleep, and I was kind of overslept. But anyway, that's beside the point where I want to go. So I said, it's third Sunday. That means dress down Sunday. And the Holy Spirit answered. I said to him, what am I going to wear today? I'm learning to listen. And I knew I'm going to wear some clothes, of course, you know. But you got a choice. And then he said, anyway, to make a long story short, what he said is what I got on. I said, I was thinking about wearing my cowboy boots. He said, no, you know, go ahead and put your tennis shoes on. So I want to talk to young people. It's what's coming on this earth if we, the generation before you, don't tell you and don't teach you? We will do you a great injustice.